gotten very crowded and very busy. We want to move right along to our next recipients for this Ann's 12th annual Women Who Lead breakfast here at beautiful Joe Muir Seafood in Detroit. Thanks to the Vicari family, all of them, for making this possible. We welcome Melinda Coffin, Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort Property CEO, a proud member. There you go. I like it when you bring a whole table. Proud member of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe, melding her tribal roots with an extensive knowledge of gaming and entertainment to create world-class destinations that provide exceptional service to both her community and her guests. And let me explain, this is not an area where there have been a lot of women at the forefront. In fact, she's the very first woman to run the Soaring Eagle Casino. That's one of the many reasons I'm happy to bestow upon Melinda Coffin our 12th annual Women Who Lead Award. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me this
morning.
Well,
it's our pleasure. What was it like for you to take over the ranks, if you will, after working for a long time and all of a sudden being the first woman put in charge?
I was very honored, you know, to have this position offered to me, because it's something I've been striving for, you know, my whole career. It's my tribe that I'm working for. I have the best interest for them. I want to make sure we're the leader, we're succeeding. And to also just promote other women up, especially other tribal women, and some of them are with me today. Samantha Chipway from our tribal council is with us. You know, we want to lift other women up, and I'm glad to be in this role to help promote that.
How is the casino business post-pandemic?
Actually, it's doing very well. You know, obviously, with the inflation and gas prices, you know, people have less disposable income, but people still want to come out. They want to be entertained. They want to spend time with family and friends, and we provide the opportunity for them.
What about handheld gambling? All the gambling. I mean, there's got to be a lot of money in it, because they're spending the most money I've ever seen. Those folks in the marijuana people are spending the most money I've ever seen in promoting something, including being able to pick up your phone and put yourself wildly in debt.
Yes. So we did enter the online gambling arena this year as well. And we have seen, you know, an uptick in that, but we haven't seen much of a decrease. People still want to come out and be in the bricks and mortar and be entertained.
I like it when they come into the bricks and mortar, because those same women and men that you're talking about have jobs because of that.
Exactly.
When you do it on your phone, it's not hiring or employing people in the area by any stretch of the imagination.
Exactly. Yeah, so we love to entertain. You know, we have a great concert series. We have a lot of entertainers. We have a great lineup for New Year's Eve, the full week falling up to it. So we're just excited to entertain people and provide that great experience for them when they come to visit us.
Well, for all that you do and for this reason, you have before you your award as you join the 12th class of Women Who Lead.